Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
I never worry about being liked because it's a trick bag.
Yeah.
Because that's what, that is the space of manipulation.
Are you listening, Hunter?
Really?
Mister, I need to be liked.
Did y'all really get a stripper or a celibate chick in front of her mother?
Oh, hell no.
I wouldn't want to do that with my mom. Anytime I've had a stripper hired for me, I'm like, this is stupid. I've never had A1.
What?
Whoa.
Ever in my life.
That might be the bougiest shit you've ever said.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Woo! Welcome to Nightly Pop. We put the F-U in fun.
Yeah,
yes, we do. You guys, the producers wanted me to try out that new slogan. I want to know if you guys liked it before we were going to continue.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Are we in for it?
I like the other F-U, but this one's good too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. F you and fun. I really thought it was super clever of them. All right. People are pissed at Ellen again, this time because she's trying to cash in on her Be Kind subscription box, which is supposedly worth over $200. Commenters? How would you say that? Aren't happy with the customer service and lame items like a watercolor painting set, cheap earbuds, and a collapsible travel cup.
This box is all about spreading kindness, and it highlights brands that do the same. It has a lot of amazing items like these Wander Beauty Eye Masks. It's $270 value, but for only $54.99, you can have it. I'm not a numbers gal, but that's a good deal, I think.
How do we feel about that?
You know, I mean, people gonna try to make money. You know what I mean? Like, this is, like, you guys, Ellen is a complete businesswoman. She is. She has a whole enterprise. Yeah, she's gonna try to make money. You don't have to buy it. And you know, I'm not even a real big Ellen defender, but I mean, pretty much everybody is trying to do these types of boxes.
Yeah.
Like any beauty company, 100%. Hair, like everybody's doing these. I'm surprised we don't have a Nightly Pop box. I was just inspired to create one.
We don't have a Nightly Pop anything.
What would be in ours? I feel like a half smoked joint.
Used condoms.
And, yeah,
like some
that's
coffee.
Fun.
Wait,
well,
used
no condoms.
Condoms.
I don't think there'd be any condoms. No,
wait
no
a minute.
Condoms.
Why
clearly, based
clearly
on this outcome, no condom.
For Morgan's portion of the show.
No
that's
condom.
Your contribution.
No condom for
yeah.
me.
I mean, ours would be a little ratchet.
Ours would be ratchet as f***.
Oh.
But we also wouldn't lie to people and call it the Be Kind box.
All right, and people are also upset with Emily Blunt. Her fake Irish accent in the new movie Wild Mountain Time is getting trashed. Even the Dublin Airport Twitter account is trolling her, saying the accent police needs to stop this.
It's not normal.
I don't care.
What are you waiting for?
Me, I don't wait.
Do like that.
If it comes to that, I'll freeze my eggs.
You should freeze your whole body if you're waiting for that.
Have you ever had a dream since you were a child and you couldn't let it go? So you put this gate between us.
You kissed him!
It was he that kissed me!
I don't like a fight.
Well, who does?
Half of Ireland, just not me.
How many days do we have while the sun shines?
It's not shining.
I believe that it is.
Someone needs to put her back in the quiet place.
Is that bad?
Oh, my God.
What? No. He was so excited to say that joke. He was so excited. He wrote it down.
Well, you know, I'm a huge Emily Blunt fan. I love her. You know, I'm no expert on the Irish accent, so I'm probably not the best person to judge this. But, you know.
I don't think it was that bad.
But, like, people went a little extreme. Like, folks on Twitter were saying they wanted to wash their eyes out with bleach. They were saying, you know, how the French felt about Emily in Paris. Like, people were really bashing this, but I didn't think it was that serious.
Mm. People are just angry right now.
More importantly, Christopher Walken's in this movie. Like, we're burying the lead.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, Christopher Walken's in a movie. I don't know. He was still working.
I think a scene between an Irish person and Christopher Walken is exactly what this world needs right now.
I think so, too. I'm here for it. It makes me want to watch more.
See?
Do you want me to do the scene for you right now?
Look at the light we just found at the end of that tunnel.
Do you want me to do the scene between Emily Blunt and Christopher Walken?
No, please don't. Please do not.
Yeah. Wow. Please don't.
Oh, Emily.
I said no.
Emily, where are you going? Come over here. And then Emily goes, oh, there's a flyer in me pants for the Lucky Chatters.
Morgan, help us.
All right, Cameron Diaz is hopping on the ASMR trend. Cameron showed off her cooking skills for Zoe Saldana's Flavor of Sound, but there was one thing that got in her way. You guys.
I'm gonna kill this.
She will learn how to cook this food. You usually use a lime with it, but my grandfather would always use vinegar.
I swear to God, that's my grandfather.
It's literally my grandfather. He's like, what are you doing? Giving away my secrets.
I gotta kill her grandfather.
I forgot how much I love me some Cameron Diaz.
She's very sweet.
Y'all putting all the white people I love on TV today. I'll tell you what.
Aww. Me and Cameron Diaz. Me and Cameron
Diaz. That's my girl. I was thinking about you. And Hunter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a star, Cameron Diaz. She really is so likable.
She's
this
so
reminded
charming.
Us that we need more of her in our lives.
I think she's really going to have a good
but
career. I don't think that this is the best look. Like, don't you kind of think that if we're going to ASMR cooking shows, we're really running thin on ideas for, like, celebrities to kind of transfer to reality?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where we're at. We're running low on ideas. But I will tell you this, I would watch this. Cameron Diaz, because you know she's retired, so she's not acting, she's not really doing a ton, she's just living her best life, being married and all that, and she's kind of doing this. I would watch her cooking show, even if she didn't know what she was doing.
I would not.
I love her.
She needs to get one of those electric fly swatters.
Oh, I have one of those.
It's
the best.
That's her grandfather.
It's thrilling.
All right.
And finally, Jada Pinkett Smith doesn't give a f*** if you like her or not. She preached her truth on the latest Red Table Talk.
I never worry about being liked because it's a trick bag.
Yeah.
Because that is the space of manipulation. Mm-hmm. If you need somebody to like you, it'll be too difficult for someone to act from an authentic place.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first thing you're thinking about is, okay, if I do this, this can be really good.
And all of this.
But here's the deal. Most people have a difficult time liking themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's almost like, you know, begging someone to see your true image through a cracked lens.
Are you listening, Hunter? Are you listening?
Really?
Mister, I need to be liked. Okay,
I wouldn't have ever got to television if I didn't care about being liked. So it's gotten me this far.
You care about being liked.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I obviously do. I decided to be a television star. I decided to be a little dancing monkey just to get people to tweet me saying that they enjoyed my little joke I made, you know? And then that's the only happiness I get. My family says that they love me, and I go, yeah, but you're not a stranger online, so it doesn't matter. It's just never, it's never satisfying.
Yeah, I've never thought like that would make life better. It might make your pockets better depending upon where you're sitting in the world. But I just kind of feel like, you know, I learned early on that you can't go with all the people who show you tons of love because that's not really real, and the people who show you tons of hate either. Like, you kind of have to stay in this middle ground and just do you, and whoever likes it loves, and who doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, trying to people please. And I feel like Jada's in that space. Like, Jada is very like, it's clear in the way that she lives her life that she really does believe this.
Yeah, she doesn't even care if Will likes her anymore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. We have to take a break, but coming up, how much would you pay to party in the Bachelor Mansion? More importantly, how much money would it take for Hunter and Nina to drink the hot
what?
Tub
what
water?
The... What's next? Not a lot, right?
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back, you guys. All right, get excited because I've planned the perfect team building retreat
Whoa.
For us. It's exciting. The Bachelor Mansion is on Airbnb, and for $6,000 a night, we get a 7-bed, 8-bath, 10,000 square foot home, a pool for Hunter's thirst Ooh. Traps, because we need that, and 2 hot tubs full of memories.
If.
Is this worth it? Would you guys do this? Would we all do this together?
Well, I'm not a Bachelor fan, so it doesn't, this house means right. nothing to me. It's a yeah. beautiful home, though.
Same.
It's beautiful.
If I got like a dozen friends and we all chipped in, it was really cheap, still would not do it because why? Who gives a
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather go on
We're
vacation.
A little cynical for this.
Yeah, I'd rather go yeah. on vacation. But I will say this. There are a lot of people who love The Bachelor and Bachelorette who would definitely want to stay at Villa Divina. That's what it's called, Villa Divina.
Villa Divina.
Yeah. It's
Villa Divina. Divina. No.
You know, $6,000 a night is pricey. So I don't know if this is worth it unless it was on an island or something somewhere.
Yeah.
I can understand why things go down here. Like, it is a fun-looking compound.
It's good for reality, too.
Yeah. The reason things go down is because they get plied with alcohol.
Yeah.
And then the producers are like, I don't know if he likes you. How does that make you feel?
Okay, so working with an ex can be totally awkward, but imagine having to do sex scenes Ooh. With them. Kaley Cuoco was on the Armchair Expert podcast talking about working with ex Johnny Ooh. Galecki on The Big Bang Theory. She said she thinks the show creator amped up those scenes just to mess with them.
When we broke up, you know, obviously it was a little sensitive for a minute, but I remember those weeks that Chuck had written these episodes where all of a sudden our characters were like sleeping together every other second.
Oh my
and
God.
Johnny and I would talk, I'm like, I think he did that on purpose. I still believe he might have, yeah.
To get you back together
so,
or just to f***
no,
with you?
No, just to f*** with us. If I was with him, I would probably ask him. Because that came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, these characters were like all up in each other, you know, out of nowhere. But Johnny and I came out of it better than before.
Hmm. Chuck Lorre knows what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
He does. Do you think this was a dick move? I feel like, Hunter, if you were the executive producer
you
of a show.
You would definitely do this
And you're
somebody.
Two stars.
Yeah.
Broke up, you would definitely start making them bang on camera. No question.
Well, I would have done it like 10 years ago, but nowadays I'd be so like, I wouldn't want to put anybody in that situation. I feel like you'd get in trouble. Like, you can't do that nowadays.
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, if their characters are together on
oh, yeah,
the show,
you can.
Then it's natural for them to be in bed together. I mean, it would be weird if they weren't.
Yeah.
The reports at the time were that he broke up with her, that he kind of broke her heart. And it's one thing if it's a mutual breakup, which is already going to be uncomfortable, but yeah. imagine like somebody breaking your heart and then you're on set with them, your trailer's next to theirs, you got to kiss them. Like, that to me, I mean, obviously the millions of dollars makes it feel a lot better because
so
they made
easier.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
But that is so uncomfortable. Like, nobody wants to
oh,
work
yeah.
with their ex.
Also, when your ex starts dating someone else.
Right.
Well, you guys both have exes. If someone said, hey, we want to go ahead and like.
So do you.
Right. Yeah. Like, you don't.
I like to pretend I don't. If somebody offered you like an acting role, it was like in a movie, but and they were offering you $800,000, and all you have to do is have a sex scene with your ex and like one romantic dinner scene, would you do it? Your most recent ex of long term.
I'm showing up for $800,000.
Nina?
Yeah, I mean.
And so is Nina.
$800,000. I'm in that thing. That's not a question.
Okay. I f***ed
That's
up on this,
question.
Would you rather? I made it a little too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it was definitely a little
crazy.
Wasn't
you know,
hard.
Nobody went to jail or anything.
Yeah.
I can make it work. $800,000.
$100,000.
For an hour?
$100,000, but it's each other's exes.
Okay. That's weird.
No way. At all.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm good.
Okay, went a little too far the other way. 100.
Yeah, it's
out the balance.
Too incestual. Would you do it with our exes?
Yeah, for free. I want to go ahead and have myself a little sandwich, make you guys very jealous of all the chemistry that's going on. And then.
Are you kidding? Hunter would show up and take his clothes off first, and they would both be looking at him like, what are you doing? He'd be like, oh, I thought this was what it was supposed to be.
Did they not reach out to you guys about what's going on?
Oh my God. This is going left.
Okay. For all you hopeless romantics, the latest episode of Bridezilla has just aired on WeTV. And a quick recap for you guys, Alex's bachelorette party implodes when the maid of honor secretly hires a male stripper. Duh. Oh, and her mom is there too, which makes things a little bit worse. Mm.
Who is this now?
Wait a moment.
Well.
Hold up. Did y'all really get a stripper for a celibate chick in front of her mother?
Oh, hell no. Can y'all pay him so he can go for real? No. Craig is gonna kill me. No.
What he doesn't know won't kill him.
So, hey.
Party on, ladies.
Oh. Alex.
Hiding in the closet.
I can't believe y'all tried to get a stripper in front of my mom.
Say y'all. Don't say y'all.
Don't look like mama mine, though. Get it, mama.
I have two left feet.
Yikes. Way to kill the fun.
Was it that bad? Is she overreacting? Mm-hmm. Would you be uncomfortable in that situation if it was with your mom, Nina? I'm going to ask you, because
yeah,
I'm just going to have a weird-ass answer.
I feel like if there's, like, I feel like there, you have, like, the bridal party, and you can have that with your mom, and it could be a little spicy, but I feel like I would have wanted to do the bachelorette party separately with, like, my sister and, like, my friends and, like, people my age. Like, not my aunties and my mom. I'm good.
Right.
You know, that's a little... This also looked like it wasn't that type of vibe. Like, they were in their pajamas. Like, it looked like they were about to, like, make hot chocolate, and you know what I mean? Like, it didn't look like there was a stripper vibe.
Yeah. He kind of, his police outfit was not very convincing. It was a black t-shirt that said police on it.
Yeah, it was. He seemed a little, like, unenthused, by the way.
Very,
like,
quiet.
This is a very, like, he did not want to be seen. That hat couldn't have been lower. He didn't want people to know he was there.
Yeah. An important thing for me is if I have a male stripper come to my house, I want him to really pretend he's the police for a little bit. I want to feel like I'm going to jail, because then when he does the turn, it's very exciting. You're like, ooh, it's not a police officer.
Morgan, you and I are not really into strippers, so that's not really our jam.
No, we're not. It's never really that exciting. Yeah. It's also a little bit cheesy all the time. They're expected. These ladies could have done better. I wouldn't want to do that with my mom. Anytime I've had a stripper hired for me, I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I'm not into the male strippers. Like, I just think, not the women strippers get it cracking, but the male strippers are corny.
Okay, we have to take another break, but when we come back, we have holiday calendar that needs a safe word. FOMO or no-no is next. Welcome back to Nightly Pop. If you think our producers Google sharks and sex toys just for fun, you are not mistaken. It's their job to find the next big thing, so we never miss out on anything, which means it is time for...
FOMO!
Get ready. FOMO!
That's my guy.
Okay, next month, Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's got something to jingle your bells. Okay? You can now buy a BDSM advent calendar that features vibrators, nipple clamps, restraints, and massage accessories.
Whoa, that thing on the right.
Okay. Supposedly, the toys get more adventures as you head to the climax on Christmas. So, guys, is this a FOMO or a no-no for you two?
Nina.
Hunter.
Nina.
It's kind of a...
Yeah. Nina Morgan.
I think it's a FOMO. I think it's a FOMO for everyone. Mm-hmm.
Nina.
Yeah.
I think so. I think Nina is agreeing.
I want you to say
She's just keeping it...
I said FOMO.
These look like expensive toys, by
the way. They do look expensive. They do look expensive.
They do.
Well, go back to the last photo.
Yes.
Nina, what's the thing on the left? And Morgan, what's the thing on the right?
It is $120.
I think that's a good deal.
And it is sold out.
You can, you can spend $120 on just one
thing.
Get all of these things.
Oh, what's that thing in the middle do? Why does it look like it's got a little suction cup? Is that like for cooking?
Let's keep going. Next, since Hunter loves to cook, perfect transition. Wow. Thank you for setting
You're
me
welcome.
Up there. We found a foodie on TikTok with some helping hacks, and her tricks in the kitchen have gone viral.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
No.
No
way. That's so gross.
That's a lot of A1 steak sauce.
bitch is crazy.
Zero chance.
That
is disgusting.
By the way,
who's cleaning this kitchen?
There's no way. Saying something obvious, but like putting your meat in the toaster, like that's not cooking all the way through, and she's eating that.
That's a thick piece of meat.
This is just such blasphemy to the steak, to the red meat industry. How dare she put making burgers with her iron? Also, like, she's violating. And also, let's hope she doesn't have roommates who come home and see, like, so, like, I just wanted a piece of toast. And this bitch got, you know, grill marks all up in here. And all that A1 sauce. Ugh.
That's too much A1 sauce.
You don't need A1 at all if it's a good steak, by the way.
Exactly. Still, though?
I've also never had A1.
Okay. What? Whoa. Morgan.
You've never had A1 ever?
It's so good.
Ever in my life.
That might be the bougiest you've ever said.
I've never had it because no one's offered it to me, so maybe everyone else.
You've never been to a restaurant that has it on the table?
I've never used it.
Also, I like how I forget about your bouge every once in a while.
Is this a FOMO or a no-no for you guys?
This is a hell to the no-no.
I agree. It's a hell to the no-no for me as well. But I do think it's a cute try. You know, if a girl
you think
did,
it's cute?
If a girl did that and she wasn't good cook, she put that much effort in.
The effort of putting raw meat in your coffee maker?
If I started loading those meatballs into
your
the coffee
toaster?
Maker, I'd be like, she's trying. That's
cute. Okay. Well, now we know why you're where you're at.
No, that just proves the point. Yeah, men just will take anything. All right, it's a huge hell no to the FOMO no-no for me. It's all the categories. No, thank you. Finally, don't have a COVID vaccine just yet, but a Slovakian developer says we will have flying cars by next year. And here is a test video of their latest prototype.
I'm gonna start this off and say it's a no-no for me for two reasons. One, Nina's sky rage, and Morgan would still leave her trunk open in the sky. So I don't think that this is the way to go.
Why would I have sky rage?
Nina, every time we talk about driving, you go, I don't have road rage. But I did almost kill four people by throwing a shoe out of my window into their car.
I do it one time, and I get labeled with road rage. No, I would never buy one of these. This just looks like some weird prototype that as soon as you buy it, the wings fall off. Like, I'm good. Oh,
this is a big no-no for all of us. It's a no-no.
It's a
three-way no-no.
It's a big no-no.
All right. We are out of time, thank God. But be sure to tune in next week for all new shows and a very happy Hunter. Yeah. And don't forget to catch all of our PCA's coverage this Sunday right here on E! And Nina will be there.